The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Perth is still mourning the loss of beloved ABC broadcaster Russell Wolfe, who died in his sleep on Monday night. But for a lot of people, that grief is starting to turn to anger, and it's all because of anti-vaxxer scumbags. A group of these idiots on social media have stumbled across a tweet by Rusty back in August where the broadcaster announces he'd just received his second dose of AstraZeneca. Russell was very happy to share the news at the time and posted his double vax status as a way to encourage others to get the jab. But now some of those anti-vaxxer lowlifes have jumped on Rusty's tweet and are sharing it on their social media spaces with the implication that the vaccine was the cause of his death. Now, I thought the Melbourne COVID protest at the Shrine of Remembrance was poor form, but posting this sort of rubbish where people are paying tribute to Russell's life is an absolute dog act. I'd like to think I'm a decent person who generally wants the best for people, even complete strangers, but I have to admit that seeing the behaviour of anti-vaxxers this week gave me some pretty uncharitable thoughts. You see, eventually the WA borders will reopen and the Delta strain of COVID will be let in. The vast majority of vaccinated West Aussies will be safe. I can't say the same for all these anti-vaxxer losers. They're going to catch the virus and some of them are going to get really crook. And part of me doesn't want that, mostly because of the strain it'll place on our hospital system and how that could harm innocent people. But after seeing their disgusting attempts to hijack Rusty's death this week, there's another part of me that can't wait to see it. Karma's a bitch, and it's coming for all you anti-vaxxers.